Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels says he hasn't missed the national media spotlight since he announced in May that he wouldn't seek the Republican nomination for president. But his profile will likely rise again next month when his book is released and he goes on a book tour. Keeping the Republic, Saving America by Trusting Americans comes out September 20th. The book uses Daniels' successes in Indiana as a blueprint for how citizens can take back their country. Attorney General Greg Zeller says more than 1,300 Hoosiers are eligible for restitution from United Financial Systems in the wake of a court ruling against the company. The Indiana Supreme Court ruled last year United Financial Services violated state law by selling estate plans without a license to practice law. Zeller says state residents must apply for restitution from the company by October 15th to qualify. The Nature Conservancy has installed 3 power-generating wind turbines at its ecologically friendly state headquarters in Indianapolis. The 3 vertical axis turbines might not generate more than about 3% of the total annual electric use at the Ephraimson Conservation Center, but Operations Director Adam McLean says the turbines are about education as well as energy. The Conservancy conducts frequent tours to demonstrate the environmentally friendly features of the building. And final preparations are being made for the annual Traders Point Charity Horse Show. It starts tomorrow at Wild Air Farms in Zionsville. WFYI weather today and tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Today's high at 89, low tonight 73, and the high tomorrow near 86. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.